I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Sudan gets hit with extended sanctions. We'll talk about why that matters. Then stick around for how young Christians are making a difference in Lebanon. First, the United Nations Security Council votes to extend current sanctions against Sudan by another year. The bans include asset freezes, travel restrictions, and an arms embargo. They've had little success so far in moving either of the warring parties to the negotiating table. An ongoing war between Sudan's army and rebel forces, backed by the United Arab Emirates, has uprooted more than 10 million people since April 2023. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says,
"They're literally right now in the midst of their third civil war in the last 50 years. And so I think when we hear Sudan, we just associate that with carnage. And literally what happens is you get apathetic. But we should care as followers of Jesus, because Jesus called us to make disciples of all nations."
Sudan is facing the worst levels of food insecurity in its history, with more than half of its population in acute hunger. Famine conditions were confirmed earlier this month in several displacement camps.
Children are dying every single day of starvation. That's not a pleasant sight, and it's happening by the dozens in both South Sudan and Sudan.
Yet, amid Sudan's despair, hope remains.
People are open. They are asking questions. And so when you're in that position and someone comes along with the life-transforming message of the gospel, that heart is ready to receive.
Consider partnering with Unknown Nations to send audio Bibles and humanitarian aid to Sudan. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's Taliban regime is taking its oppression of women one step further. Now, women across the country are forbidden from baring their faces or even speaking in public. The ruling came down in a set of new laws approved by the Supreme Leader at the end of August. Denise Godwin, with International Media Ministries, says the increasing censorship of Afghan women stands in stark contrast with examples in the Bible.
When the Taliban says to women, "You have no voice when you leave your home, you can't even speak, we don't want to see your face," then you open the Bible and you find out that an Iranian queen who had Jewish blood stood up and spoke for all her people. That's a pretty dramatic thing, and that God rescued people through that.
IMM has been working on a television project called Women of the Bible, and several stories are complete in multiple languages.
We had a lot of people who are working in the Middle East and North Africa who said, "Can you do some more for women? We need more products for women. We'd love dramas." And, you know, we discussed, how about women from the Bible? Because that's something we had done a lot of projects on.
Please pray for Afghan women to find their voices and worth in the love of Jesus Christ. Finally, understanding a nation's past is critical to changing its future. Lebanon's recent history is full of corruption. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki explains.
You're talking about people's money being robbed at no fault of their own. That's what people of great influence did in Lebanon. You're talking about a widow who's living off her husband's retirement, couple who work all their lives hoping one day they will have a dignified retirement, parents who were saving for their kids' education or to purchase a home.
Heart for Lebanon seeks to change the status quo by reaching the next generation of Lebanon's leaders.
We have two ways to raise God-fearing, missional leadership, individuals who are desiring to see change in the community of Lebanon.
The ministry introduces kids and young adults to a new leadership pattern, one based on Christ's example.
Throughout the Middle East, the leadership models that we have is hierarchical. It's, I know everything and you just follow me. The Christ missional leadership model is to follow the one Lord Jesus Christ, but we work together hand in hand for the betterment of our communities.
Consider partnering with Heart for Lebanon to help the next generation become change agents.
Change only happens with mass. So the more we can raise people that after God's own heart, the more we can see lives change and communities transformed.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.